Hey, it's Mary Beth. I'm giving you the advanced version of the toroidal field and vibrational reset technique in case you like it. I modified this for myself. This is the version I do for myself every day. So there's more stuff in it because it works for me that way. And also, I like where it takes me. You can do these separately or you can do them together. So the first part of the toroidal field, I like to call my clarity, love, resilience, CLR technique. And the second part is still the VRT, vibrational reset technique. So let's do this. Very similar to the first with a few added lovely things that I adore. Okay, so here we go. Get ready, get comfortable, and imagine again that you're creating that beautiful toroidal field. And I'd like you to imagine that this is increasing the strength of your physical body, your mental and emotional body, and your spiritual bodies. Like they're all intertwined. All right, so it's not only one level of aura. It's doing all of these levels. So as we started before, we're going to do the different colors of the chakras or the rainbow, whichever way you like to think of it, like a fountain. Let's start with red. Let's bring red up through our body, the energy of red, the color of red, from the earth up to the heavens and float it down around us. Remember to do it 360 degrees all the way around you and in you. And it comes back down to the earth. So you are completely surrounded by this beautiful red energy. And then we breathe in orange. Do the same thing up to the heavens, all the way around and down. Back, sides, and within your body. All right, so I'm going to stop saying all that stuff and just do the colors now. Breathe in the yellow. Breathe it out as it comes down. Breathe in green. Bring it back down around and in you, down. Then blue. There we go. Comes on back down. Boy, blue feels really good to me right now. Wow. Okay. Indigo, that beautiful blue violet. Excuse me, blue purple. There we go. Check that it's coming all the way around your physical body and in your physical body. And finally, white. There we go. And now we're going to imagine again that that lovely golden energy, which is so strong and perfect, is like a lightning bolt coming through. And it's just being part of your whole aura, as these colors are still coursing through. And you don't have to think about the colors, just know that they're doing that. But the gold is there, it's below you. That lightning, or somebody else saw like little sparkles of gold, whatever works for you. Around and in you. Got it? All right. Finally, here comes the beautiful violet flame that surrounds your energy. and the gold that's in the energy, and it's bigger than it, and it's all the way around you. And it's clearing off everything that's a little grungy, you know, whether it's thoughts or feelings or something in your body. It's like it's gently turning it to steam. And as the steam disappears out of your body, out of your aura, it turns to love and light. So we don't leave any of that stuff around for ourselves or anybody else. There we go. Okay. Now here's where the difference comes in. I want you to go to your forehead and imagine that there's a mini fountain there that's going through with the colors, but you don't have to imagine the colors, just imagine that they're doing it. And in that place is clarity. Clarity. And you might want to say these words. I found them very helpful. I receive and send accurate, timely, useful information. And here I'm talking about intuitive information from our animals and anything else that's needed, but we're talking mostly animals. Accurate, timely, useful information. And I receive more information as necessary. Clarity. My brain is really fired up. It's clear. Okay. And now go down to your heart and see that little mini fountain, the 360 degrees in your heart space, in your chest, going around, and you say or think, and I'm infused with love, love and compassion. They lead me. Heart-centered starts and informs the head. And together they bring in communications, receiving or sending. They are compassionate and full of love. And finally, go down to your lower abdomen. I think of it where the hips are, okay? And see another fountain there. And think of resilience, resourcefulness. I'm resilient. I'm resourceful. I have a lot of support in this physical world and in the spiritual world. I have faith that new information will come, or new ways will come, or I'll just notice something. When I was in the getting sober program, it was like when you hit a wall, turn left. Well, this is this version of it. It's like, yeah, I'm resourceful. I'm resilient. There's always a way through. I'm supported. Okay. Now, the transition for me is a little bit different into the vibrational reset technique in this one. So do this with me. Imagine now you're taking a real deep breath through your head and lighting up your whole body and your aura with the clarity. Of course, let it out. Nobody can hold their breath. And then go to the heart center and imagine you're breathing in through the heart center. Love guides me, guides my thoughts, words and deeds, emotions. Breathe out. And then finally, resourceful. Breathe in and what I want to say is I unstick myself. I am not stuck. I am resourceful. I am open. All right, breathe it in. And now we're moving into the next phase. Let us feel that all the cells of our body have turned on like little stars. Spring. Yeah. Twinkling. And imagine that all of our physical body, the systems, the organs, are ready to play their music. You know, think of a symphony, and there's the orchestra, there's the string section, and there's the percussion section. And when they all play together, it's a beautiful thing. They're all getting ready for this to happen. And expand this out. That on a mental and spiritual and emotional level, they're all also getting tuned up and ready to play this beautiful music. Okay. So now we go. And we feel that chakra, the beautiful rose in the ground below us, the earth star, and it blossoms and infuses all of our being with the joy of being in this world, here and now. Brings us back to our joy in spite of everything we read or feel. And then the red rose down at the bottom of our spine. It's tuning up everything physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually that energy center takes care of. We don't even have to know it. We just know it. It knows its job. And then the rose, the orange rose in the hips, that comes in and opens up and does the same thing, tuning everything up that it has dominion over, if I can say that, in an energetic way, physical, emotional, spiritual. We keep doing that with the yellow rose and the solar plexus behind the belly button. And then the green rose in the chest. Same thing, tunes everything up. Everything gets ready to play its part. And then the blue rose in the throat. And then the indigo rose. There we go, in the head, tuning everything up that it has dominion over. And everything is tuned up. And then finally, the chakra, the energy center on the top of the head, that's beautiful white with a little bit of violet in there. That is too. That's ready to receive the gift from Source, Higher Self, the angels, whoever it is that you feel called upon to allow that in. And then here comes the elixir that they created for us. It comes in through that beautiful white rose and fills us all up. And we tap our chest like the conductor saying, play. And all the systems and all the organs and all the different parts of ourselves play that beautiful melody, harmony, percussion that we are. that's nice for me. I hope it is as nice for you. Okay. Now, I have given you a lot of words. Once you get this down and you set your intention that this is going to happen at all these levels, you don't have to use a lot of words to explain. Do it the first time. Talk about the clarity, the love, the resilience for your own sake. And then when you're doing the roses, just know that they're doing it for all the planes that you are on, the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual. All righty. Okay. Yay.